صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that person that oppresses to the extent of one balish is one handspan from the baby finger till the thumb, that extent a person he oppresses, he unduly takes away somebody's property to such an extent, the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, this land or the seven earths will be wrapped around his neck, will be laced around his neck, yoked around his neck. Allama Khattabi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned the two meanings. One is that the person will be sunk to the depth of seven earths, and this will be as though seven earths are yoked around his neck. Or the other is he'll be asked to make that property available to that person on the day of Qiyamah. Now repay that person, you took his property, and that burden will be so heavy, it's as though the seven earths are placed around his neck on the day of Qiyamah. This is how serious it is, where a person is taking that amount. Can you imagine a person who has been usurping land, usurping property, usurping things that don't belong to him? So this thing about taking things unjustly, unduly, is not something small. If this is what the condition of a person will be for taking one handspan on the day of Qiyamah, this will give us an indication how serious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala views this of taking things unjustly and unduly. Sometimes a person thinks it to be nothing. He thinks it doesn't mean much if he usurps somebody's rights, he usurps somebody's property. But these things in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very, very great. Today's hadith on Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ فَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ ثُمَّ قَرَأَ وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقَرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. Surah Hud, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives respite to a zalim, to a person who's oppressor, who's oppressing. Oppressing means different meanings it got, but it means that a person who's taking away things, people's things unduly, he's harming people, he's oppressing physically. And then there is another meaning of oppression where a person is oppressing himself. You find it Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was taken out of Jannat, and then he made one dua immediately, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have oppressed ourselves, we have made zulam on ourselves. In other words, we have made a mistake. So this is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes when a person does wrong, when he makes oppression upon himself, that immediately he makes i'tiraf, he acknowledges his fault. That was the point that immediately Adam alayhi salatu wasalam started making tarakki, huge goals, he started scoring, he started progressing. And on the other hand, Shaitan, when he failed to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, at that point he was justifying that أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِّنْ نَارُ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِّنْ تِينَ, that I am better than him, I am created from fire, and then fire has the quality of rising, and he is created from earth, earth has the quality of being down. So he started justifying his wrong, and that was the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger became extreme. So therefore we find that when a person commits any wrong, then immediately he should acknowledge and immediately he should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cools the anger down of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever, a person should never ever try and justify any wrong he does. So anyway, this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite to that oppressor. But فَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ. But the point and time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually catches him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't leave him. This hadith is saying Allah catches him and doesn't leave him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخْذَ الْقُرَىٰ. Like that is the catching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the seizing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he seizes towns that are oppressive, that are doing wrong. إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. The seizing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very painful, it's very severe. This is the thing that unfortunately confuses many people. They see that a lot of zulm is taking place on the Muslims, and they begin to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not doing anything about it. Therefore, for our understanding purpose, look at the people in Burma. Many times people look at the Buddhists that are harming and attacking the Muslims, and they're thinking that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was really there, then why is he not helping the Muslims? So this hadith that we did today makes us understand the ways and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives rope and he gives respite to those that are committing zulm. He allows them to go for a while. But eventually when he catches those people that are making zulm, eventually when he catches them, his seizing is so severe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't leave them. And like that, there are many examples in the past where towns and towns have been wiped out has been completely destroyed because of the zulm they were involved in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter whether zulm is done against a non-Muslim or a Muslim, but zulm is such a thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't tolerate, even if it's done against a non-zalim oppressor and is harming a non-Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even take the Muslim to task, because his zulm is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like, and is one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't tolerate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of staying away from any type of oppression and harming anyone. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.